Good morning. Just a brief announcement before chapel. Today we have some representatives here from that work with Lutheran camps. If anybody's interested in that, I'll ask them to stand if they're here. So representatives, okay. And some of our alum are with them. If you'd like to find out more about working with that, they have a table set up in the old main lobby.
Please turn to page 108 in the front of the hymnary, and we'll begin with the versicles in the Office of Prime.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore.
Amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault, in thought, word, and deed, for the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen.
The lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. We all like getting things for free. BOGO. Buy one, get one free at Chipotle, for example. Sometimes we're too lazy to even use that free gift. Gift cards can sit around for years without ever being redeemed. We need to remember the determination of a little child. Children become fixated on what they want. They won't be tempted away by anything else. Their mind is set on their goal, even if it is something that is basically worthless. They will coax and beg their parents until they finally give in and take them to Burger King to get that silly cardboard crown. Flimsy and worthless as it really is, their mind is made up, and they kept that goal in sight until they got it. Like runners in a race, the goal was on their minds until they achieved it. Our goal is much better: heaven and the imperishable crown of eternal life. This crown is given free to us. It doesn't come to us with any price that we have to pay. And yet it came at the greatest price. When mankind sinned, God was facing a major dilemma. If he simply overlooked sin, he would not be righteous and true to his word that said, "In the day that you eat of the tree, you shall surely die." He would be powerless and unfair. On the other hand, if God simply let mankind die and be destroyed, the highest part of his creation that was made in his own image would be lost, and God would not be true to himself as a kind, loving, and gracious God. God found a way to save us and to be true to himself. He sent his Son to suffer and die in our place. Our crown of life cost Jesus his life. If we were to receive the crown that we deserve, it would be worse than a crown of thorns. It would bite into our skull and cause endless pain. It would hurt. It would bleed. It would be a crown of shame. Jesus wore that painful crown in our place, suffering the punishment that our sins deserved. But he did it so that we might have the imperishable crown, the crown of life. And so St. Paul urges us to keep running the race of trusting in God. He urges us to discipline ourselves in holiness so that we are not sidetracked by continuing in sinfulness that would rob us of this gift. It's easy to be distracted, to lose sight of that gift awaiting us, to think of other things as being more exciting and more worthwhile. But nothing is more precious than to be with God and to wear his heavenly crown of eternal life that he has waiting for us as a free gift. It is the most valuable thing imaginable, the crown that we will wear in the presence of God himself for all eternity. And it is free, as we heard again and again this week in chapel, by grace, God's kindness, mercy, forgiveness of sins, through faith, which the Holy Spirit himself implants in our hearts through the word and baptism, not of ourselves, a gift of God, so that no one should boast. That crown of eternal life is yours, polished, shining, ready and waiting. It will not tarnish like brass or even silver. It's a crown of gold that will shine forever with the love and mercy of God. It is yours because you are a king and priest before God. As the Lord says through both Moses and Peter, you are a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, God's own special people. May the Lord bless and keep us in his grace, and through Christ grant each of us the crown of life. Amen. We continue with the responsory.
O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us.
O Lord Jesus, forgive our right hand of the Father, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us.
Arise, O Christ, and help us.
And deliver us for your name's sake.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek,
in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty order this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen. Amen.